views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
The truth is funny. With Colette Steffen, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Steffen.
Hello, this is Colette Marie Steffen. Welcome to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned for the next hour to experience the instant relief of using your intuition to solve life's most challenging problems. You can connect with us at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time, live on the airwaves and in the archives at thetruthisfunny.com, transformationtalkradio.com, and transformationradio.com. FM. So the energetic shifts are still accessible through what I call HSN, the Higher Self Network, if you're listening later. It's my pleasure to share life-transforming information and provide you with an opportunity to call in. We love to hear from you. Feel free to call in 1-800-930-2819. And my guest today is my sister from another mother, Sharan Sirdhar, and Sharan's been on the show many times. Sharan is, I lost your bio, Sharan, I put it away, so maybe you tell us about yourself. How does that go? here, I found it. It's okay. No, I didn't. That's someone else's. I was organizing this morning, and I organized my papers in a way that I don't have your bio in front of me. So you tell us what you're up to now.
Perfect. It's always good. It's great to be here, Colette. Thank you so much. Yes, I am an epigeneticist, and what that really means is that I know that each one of you has the love inside your DNA, and we are here on this show to unravel that for you. My background is a scientist, and I used to work with DNA. And we're going to mention something else about one of your shows next week, Colette. Oh, is it Karen's show? And I was filmed for that, Punk Science. And the woman that you're interviewing is going to be on next week, isn't she?
Yeah, Karen Campbell-Betton is co-hosting the show every, it's the third Thursday of every month generally. The third Wednesday. And she is interviewing Manjeer.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah. And so I thought that was so cool because I know that you have you were working on this video or on this movie. And so, I just think that's awesome to have her on the show next week. I'm really looking forward to hearing what she's doing. And so, you know, you and I had talked about this earlier, that we wanted to really bring out the divine in people. And that's God or goddesses, if you want to look at it from the male or female point of view. And that, do you want to just tell us a little bit like about, you know, with the DNA, what you discovered? Because you were studying as a geneticist and writing textbooks for years, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you discovered that, hey, this isn't correct information, that the DNA does change and you're not saddled with what you were born with necessarily. Do you want to just kind of, how does that relate to love though?
So just to backtrack here that, yes, that was what I had the epiphany where I realized that we have control of how the DNA is expressed. And what does that mean? That means that you're going to like this, actually, Colette. That means that the DNA is made up of letters and it's a sentence. So what we feel can be a sentence in inverted commas that we're going to get some sort of disease or something's going to happen. Or in this case, when we're talking about love, is that some relationship's not showing up. Things aren't showing up the way we'd like. It's because there's a written code of a sentence. Does that make sense? That's a pun.
Say that again. I've never heard you say that before.
Well, you know how they say if you get sentenced in court. You see what I'm saying? So it's like people assume that once they have a particular DNA from their parents and things are happening the way they are, and if they've got anxiety, if they've got depression, or, you know, maybe the traits of not feeling like they can love themselves, not feeling self-confidence, or having good self-esteem, all of that can be because there is some sort of sentence that you feel that you're a victim to in the DNA. But this is where the divine, when we connect the genes to the divine within, and that is that actually we are not, that is not a sentence for us. It's like we don't have to have that because that the DNA can be read in a completely different way. So for instance, if one gene read, you are going to have, okay, this is just an example, but you will have low self-esteem, say for example, okay, this is a very crude example, but, and then when you can tune into that love that's already inside you, and what is that? That's the divine within all of us. Once we tune into that and resonate with that, and the way we do that, we'll talk about it, but once we do that, what happens is that sentence becomes, I am self-love.
Yeah, and you know, it's no accident, Sharan, that you and I are doing the show, like it's Singles Awareness Day today.
Yes.
better known as Valentine's Day. And I was just saying to you, wow, I could feel because I've been very busy, I did a 3-day event in January, and then I did another one the following weekend at the psychic fair, and then I held my seminar, which is why I lost your bio, is because after Cindy's 1-hour feng shui talk, I've been cleaning my house like a mad woman and organizing things, and I put things in different places where I had them before, thinking, oh, this is a better place.
But it's always perfect, you know that.
So yeah. But like what I'm saying is that we're all organizing, like this organization of our day and this organization of our thoughts. Like when we think about the subconscious mind, 95% of the time we're going to use our subconscious mind. And that is like if our parents got in a fight and they're arguing with each other, that is what comes into our mind first. Like that's what when we get triggered, we tend to react to those things and react in the ways that our parents would have maybe handled an argument with a loved one or whatever. But you and I have talked about this so many times that, you know, people will say, well, you don't have control over people if they love you or whatever, but you do, because you have to love yourself first. And then as much as you love yourself, that's how much you allow other people to love you.
And there's something else to add on that is that, you know, a lot of people will say, well, I can't feel self-love. I don't know how to even get to that because they're in a complete opposite 180 degree place, you know, of feeling desperation or, you know, whatever it is. And so the way to pave the way to get to self-love is to actually begin to acknowledge where you're at. To acknowledge the anguish, to acknowledge the desperation, to acknowledge the frustration, the sadness, all of it. Because the minute you start acknowledging that, but the key is without judgment, because the minute you judge yourself, it it's basically putting you on a hamster wheel. You know, you keep going round and round into that feeling. But the minute you don't judge and you let yourself feel what you feel, guess what? Straight away, within a few minutes, things start to unravel. And that's where self-love begins to show up, because acknowledging where you're at is self-love.
Yes, that you need to accept where you're at and take responsibility for where you're at. And when you do that, then you realize you're really actually not that bad a person after all.
What I've
been encouraging people to do, and when they're really, really in a funk and they're really feeling undesirable or whatever, is go through the alphabet. I do this every once in a while. I remember to do this. Like, A is for adorable, B is for beautiful, C is for caring, D is for delightful, E is for enthusiastic, you know, and really saying, I am beautiful, I am fit, I am healthy. And as you remember to, it deletes and cancels out the negative thoughts that are just like you said, like that hamster running on a wheel, or a dog chasing their tail, of these negative thoughts that just come follow one after the other. And as I said, you know, we don't, those thoughts don't belong to us. You're listening to The Truth is Funny with Transformation Talk Radio. I'm Colette Marie Steffen. My guest today is Sharan Sirdar. We are so happy to take your calls. We have a caller who's been patiently waiting. We'll take your call right after this break and make some shift happen.
What if your body and mind were the compasses to the secrets, mysteries, and magic of life? Glenna Rice, co-host of The Questionable Parent, is inviting you to access all that is possible. Glenna is a 10-year certified veteran access consciousness facilitator who offers an amazing variety of life-changing classes and workshops. Work with Glenna from anywhere, with teleclasses and workshops all over the globe. To learn more and see Glenna's current schedule of events, classes, and workshops, visit glennarice.com.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough 5-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days, because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Thrive is what we experience when our mind, body, and soul operate as one. When we thrive, we excel on all levels. Thrive is the mindset that matters. It is essential to our being. Have you ever found yourself looking for the instruction manual on how to thrive? You'll find everything you need to help you feel strong, powerful, and peaceful in your own body. So don't waste any more time. Visit ThriveByJen.com today.
Gifted intuitive healer and spiritual teacher Sarah Luce brings her unique style to the hit show Small Steps, Big Breakthrough Radio on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month as Sarah turns reality on end and shows us how to experience expansive results with simple yet powerful steps. Expect an enlightening bend on what you currently believe is possible. For show details and upcoming topics, visit saraloos.com. That's SARALOOS.com.
You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio with Colette Marie Steffen and my guest today, Sharan Sirdar. And Sharan, I was just wondering if you will please share your contact information with everyone so that we can know where to find you.
It's www.sharansurdar.com. That's C-H-A-R-A-N-S-U-R-D-H-A-R. And all my social media buttons are on there for Facebook, Instagram, where I'm usually quite active, and YouTube.
Yeah, I see you're on there a lot. I'm like, wow, where did she find the time? Because I know how busy you are. We've had a caller who's been patiently waiting since the beginning of the show, Marie from Paris. And so we're just going to bring her on. Carter, please.
Yes, yes.
Hi, Marie.
Hey, Marie.
Hello, hello. Hello to the two of you.
thank you for bringing in the all this beautiful energy, Marie, from the city of love, you know, Paris.
Yes.
on
when they're not complaining.
Okay, so what can we do with you what can we do for you today, not with you?
I started seeing, I've narrowed down my dating game to one man, but yet already pops up doubts in my mind, and yeah, I'm wondering, will this lead to what I'm wanting? Is this a suitable partner for me? Kind of,
okay.
Yeah.
So when you think about that and you think about the questions you have around that and you think about the emotions that that brings up on a scale of 0 to 10, 10 being like, this really sucks, or 0 being like, yeah, I'm really confident, I feel neutral, I can handle this. Where are you?
First, what came to mind was an 8 and then a 6.
Okay. Because Sharan, I know you like to take a little bit of time here, so I'm going to give you a couple more minutes and I'll tell you what I'm getting, Marie. There's a couple things, because I remember the very first time I met you would have been, I don't know, I thought it was like, I'm not good at time timelines, because time seems to run, you know, but I think it was about 8 years ago in Vancouver at a demo. Was that right?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah. And, you know,
something like that, yeah.
And it was interesting because at that time you were upset because you said none of your relationships last more than 3 months. And when I energetically tested it, you went weak at 3 months, and 3 months was actually a long-term relationship for you. And so all of these relationships that you were saying that were unsuccessful actually were huge successes because they all lasted the longest that you energetically would accept a relationship for. And so we want to strengthen that for you now. Like, and I mean, now it's more like you're willing to go like 3 years, but when you go, if I say 30 years, you go, ah, so 30 years is a long sentence, just like Sharan. What were you saying about sentences? what are you getting here, Sharan?
Marie, my question to you is, there is like Colette's picking up like that fear. Where do you feel that fear in your body?
In my head.
In
my brain.
In your brain?
In my head. Okay. It's in my brain, my thinking brain.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So
that's actually your mind. Your brain doesn't think. Your brain is running the information. You know, it's the brain is connected to your, this is what's coming up, the heart to the brain and the brain to the heart. Because sorry, Sharan, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but it just popped in here that she needs to connect her heart to her brain and her brain back to her heart. The central nervous system is in the brain, and there's also central nervous system cells in the heart. And when the brain and the heart are in synchronicity with each other, it's like you're plugging in your hard drive of your computer to your heart, which is your energy source of where you really want to go and where you want to take things. And so we want to strengthen that connection. And okay, Sharon.
Colette, I'm smiling over here because you said exactly what I was going to say. And this is why we are so good together, because we just know it.
So what else, Sharon? Actually, let's ask her now, like, has your number changed, Marie?
To 5, 4, or even 3.
Good work, Sharon.
But it still nags at me.
Yeah, nagging.
So Michael, my question to you is, when you see yourselves 5 years from yourself from 5 years from now, when you're thinking about this person, does it feel light or does it feel heavy? And so now when you're coming from the heart, you will know.
Right.
So something
it's light.
What I was just going to say is a lot of people confuse their mind with their brain and their brain with their mind.
Mm-hmm.
And you can tell the difference because your brain is what keeps your body working, and your heart would stop if your brain wasn't working. You know how that works, right? So your central nervous system is like, this is like the part that allows you, the neurotransmitters and the receivers to function with each other, for the heart to function with the circulatory system. All of this is controlled by the central nervous system. The mind is that part of you that the mind, you can tell when it's the mind, because the mind will be saying things like, you can't do that. It can't be that simple. You know, you'll never get married. You're not marriage material. You know, you'll never, you know, like that. That is your mind. That is not your brain.
Sorry, Colette. I was just going to say, what else is coming up is to almost like you've got to be a soldier in the world. And so to be that way, you have to come from the mind to as like a masculine energy. Rather than from the combination of both feminine and masculine. So basically strengthening you to come from both of those so that it comes from the heart and not just the mind.
Yeah, and I've been picking a dragon card for the radio shows, and Sharon and I both decided that for sure the one that was for today is this one that I just finished painting. It's a beautiful little dragonfly with a pink background. You can see it on, if you go to The Truth is Funny with Colette.
I saw it in your newsletter.
And I sent it out in my newsletter. And that's the sensuality dragon. And that is the feel card. That's the one that reminds you, you've got to feel. You don't feel from your mind, you feel from your heart. And so just strengthening that, you know, that for you. And then also one thing that I found really empowering for a lot of people is they confuse sexuality with sensuality.
Colette, I was just thinking that.
It doesn't surprise me because great minds think alike, Sharon.
I was thinking about Marie, your sacral chakra. And exactly. Yeah. So that needs to connect to the heart and to the mind and bring everything together so that you're coming as a whole being with whatever and wherever, what the decisions you need to make.
And I really find when I work with men, and they're really wanting to understand women, and they're really wanting to be good partners and good lovers and all of those things. And, you know, when I explain it, for men in particular, a lot of men, like women are like cool with getting silk and, you know, facials and pedicures and manicures and going to the spa. And men don't do that. Some men do, but a lot of men don't do that at all, or they don't afford themselves that luxury, or, you know, just enjoying the sensuality without the sexuality attached. And so I encourage a lot, everyone, get out in nature, get on the grass, walk barefoot, you know, notice the beautiful birds and the songs they have to sing when you're outside. Nature calms the soul. And really get in touch with all these beautiful experiences, like the breeze blowing on your skin, you know, and moving your body, like running and walking and all of these things that we can enjoy on a level. And what happens is a lot of people only allow themselves to feel that sensuality when they're having sex with someone, or, you know, with themselves even, and they don't really the only time that it's allowed is when it's attached to sexuality. And so there's not a whole lot of room for being able to really express themselves if they're only attaching it to that. Because in particular, when you start a new relationship, I mean, there's all that wonderful fire and everything going, but there's also kind of that kind of scariness of being with a partner for the first time, or, you know, and being like not really knowing how it's going to work out. So we want to strengthen that for everybody, you know, to have the beautiful experiences every single day just by enjoying what's happening out, you know, in around you, and, you know, enjoying the feeling of silk next to your skin and the smell of flowers and the coffee in the morning, you know, enjoying these experiences fully. And, you know, we can talk about this when we come back. If you want to hang on, Marie, for the break, Sharan and I'll just do a little bit more work and see if we can move you from a 3 to a 0 here. And in particular, for you to be in a very strong place with moving forward with this relationship and letting go of any fear that would be attached to prior experiences. This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny. You can connect with me at thetruthisfunny.com and also at Tails, T-A-I-L-S, from thevector.com if you're interested in energy correcting cards and my paintings. And I do have to say I'm so, so excited, because I just finished the 16 cards that I'm bringing out in a couple months. They should be ready for the deck. And I now have 60 of 64 cards done. Yay! Anyway, we'll be right back after this short break.
Are you traveling most of your day? Do you want to take Transformation Talk Radio with you anywhere you go? Well, guess what? There's an app for that. Just go to the App Store on your Apple device or the Google Play Store on your Android and search Transformation Talk Radio. Catch all of our live shows no matter where you are. Thanks for listening.
Powerful insight and practical tools to support you on your spiritual journey. Access your higher self and tune in every second and fourth Thursday at 12 p.m. Pacific to A Life Untethered with Andrew Martin and now co-host Jeremy Nudell, Walking the Path of Freedom. Andrew is a highly attuned intuitive oracle, energy worker, spiritual teacher, and international radio host. For more about Andrew and his services, visit andrewmartin.energy.
Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good, and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny. I have the wonderful Sharan Sirdar on the show here, and we are talking to Marie from Paris. And Marie, you were down to a three regarding, you know, you started this new relationship, and, you know, we've been working on you on the break, and we just wanted to check in with you. Have you noticed a shift in yourself at all?
Yeah, I can. I know the two of you have been shifting away in a way, because I just have a big beaming smile on my face.
Good. We were connecting you to your divine goddess DNA within. Sharan, do you want to tell her about that?
We were just saying that when you come from your heart, it's rather than sort of looking, because the previous energy that you had was more of like a chore, you know, to find someone and, you know, coming from a place of hopelessness. Whereas now what the correction was basically to allow you to come from the heart, to come from a place of creativity. And that could be that, you know, dating site, maybe from a dating site, but maybe it could be somebody from around the corner that, you know, suddenly it's like your perception changes. So correcting your perception to be able to see and feel, you know, where and anywhere that this person could be. So,
and, you know, I was just telling Sharan when I was speaking at Illuminate Psychic Fair here in Kelowna a couple of weeks ago, and I will have that posted on YouTube in the next few days probably. But at the end of the seminar, I had a girl up and she was looking for a relationship, and I corrected her to be irresistible along with the rest of the audience. And it was funny enough, you know, 2 days later, she met someone and they've been dating and like everything's going like beautifully. And so it can be that simple. And this man that you're with now, that you've like, the word that you used is that you narrowed down your dating. What was the word you used?
Yeah.
Do you remember? You narrowed.
Yeah, narrowed down the search.
Yeah. See, you don't need to search for men. Men like to hunt. Men are electric and women are magnetic. So what Sharan is saying is like, it's more like you're a magnet, that your heart is so open and so beautiful and so full of love that you're open to the man that is going to be the best man for you at this time. But that has to come from yourself within first, because, you know, when you're using your masculine side to attract men on a logical level, it's kind of like saying to your feminine side, hey, you're not of any value, or you're not as valuable to me as my logical mind. And, you know, it's understandable that a lot of people come from it, from this place now. But like what Sharan is saying is that it can be so much more free, right, Sharan? Is that a good word?
Yeah, absolutely. When it's like, you know, when you walk past a flower, it smells of a gorgeous aroma, but fragrance. And in the same way as a feminine, that is your magnetic pull. And it's not about looking outside. It's just being that. And as soon as you can be that, that's really just being irresistible. And it's like the honey, the bee, the bee cannot resist.
The honey. How does it?
The honey pot is planted.
There, Sharan, I think our work is done. The honey pot is planted. Thank you, Marie. Enjoy that honey.
Thank you.
Bye. I love it. Okay, awesome. Enjoy. Enjoy yourself. Be in joy is what's coming up. Yeah. Good work, Sharan. She sounds pretty happy now.
Yeah. I want to say that to all the listeners that everything that we were correcting Marie with, as you know, everyone else is going to have that too. So just to make sure you all know that.
Yeah. And the reason that works is what I talk about, the higher self network, where we're always chatting with each other. So our thoughts become kind of like accumulated. And so what I find at this time of year, on this day, that a lot of people really have a very, they don't understand where the sadness is coming from. But when there's a day designated by society, that you know, like your lovers, and you see all the partners taking each other out for dinner, and you see the people being romantic, and a lot of it is forced, but they're still doing it. Chocolate. I mean, think about the money that's made at Pandora and at the chocolate shops and at the, you know, and it's kind of like men are, I find that men are under, usually they feel more pressure than the women, because like they're supposed to do something majorly romantic. And if they're going to, you know, if you're going to propose, you may as well do it on Valentine's Day. And, you know, there's this underlying pressure and this underlying thought that, you know, that we're taught as little girls, many of us, that, you know, that the prince is going to come along and he's going to rescue us from our mundane life. And we're going to ride off on the horse with him, and we're going to go to the castle and live happily ever after. But I've never seen a nursery story or a fairy tale go past that point. Have you, Sharan?
No. And I think that's, if we haven't got any other callers, it would be great to actually correct both masculine and feminine for each one of those, so that they both can come from the place of completion inside of themselves. Because when we feel complete, that's when we're connected to that divine within. And that's where then you become that magnet, or, you know, able to connect.
When I was out in Florida at the ashram, and there's these beautiful statues of these, you know, gurus and these holy people. And the one I was sitting at, and sometimes they would just kind of come to life. And almost like speak directly to you. And I asked, what do you have to do to be treated like a goddess? And the statue told me, act like one.
Nice.
It's that simple. We do have another caller here, Chelsea from Canada. Carter, can we just get her on?
Chelsea, you're on the air.
Hello, Chelsea.
Hello. Hi, Chelsea.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Hello. Happy Valentine's Day.
What can Sharan and I do for you today?
I would like to shift some energy. I'm in a new relationship, but I find I'm always thinking for him. And I'm in a habit of thinking for him. And then
okay.
From there, I... Yeah.
You have to explain to us what that means. Like, give us an example. Like, what do you think for him?
Example is, I will all of a sudden think like, okay, he doesn't want to hang out with me right now, so I will push him away, kind of thing, when that's not what he wants. That's like, that's
okay.
One example.
So that's what you mean by that. Okay.
Yes.
Okay, Sharan, are you ready here?
Yeah, you go ahead, and I'm here.
Well, no, you go ahead if you have, because I can feel you working on this. What are you picking up here as the main weakness here?
I feel that there is this dilemma within you, Chelsea. Again, it's that mind and the heart, and it also empathy. I think women have this tendency, which is to give a lot. And I feel that right now, if there's a balance of that, like you said, Colette, if we want to be a goddess, we have to act like one. But the question here is, Chelsea, what fear do you have that's making you want to do that?
I don't know if it's a fear of just not good enough or unlovable. I'm not sure.
There you go. There
yeah.
You go.
I want to be my whole life. With every relationship I've been in.
Okay, so what does that feel like? Like, where are you feeling that in your body right now when you think about, no matter who you've been with, that you have never felt that you're good enough for them?
I feel a lot of heat, almost a little bit of anger.
And where do you feel that in your body?
Let's say maybe the solar plexus or chest.
Sharan?
So the solar plexus is all about you not being in your power and giving your power away. And it also includes one of the things with the DNA is that we hold on to the energies of what our ancestors may have gone through, or the beliefs that our parents, exactly what you were saying, Colette, earlier, you know, if your parents were fighting, not saying yours were, Chelsea, but just to say in general, you know, you pick up all of this information. And so then when we act and feel a certain way, it's as a result of what we're holding on to. So I will clear that in your energy field, including all the ancestors that may have experienced places where they weren't able to be in their power, pushed out of the power. And then there's grief, lots of grief.
Mm-hmm. That's such a deep sadness is what's coming up. And it runs a lot of generations here.
Yeah, so
when you say grief, tears just started coming down, actually, when you said that.
Good. Make sure you blow your nose if you have to, because that will continue to have things moving. So I'll continue.
We need to go to a break, but if you hold on, Chelsea, over the break here and just get, you know, blow your nose, let it out. You've got 3 minutes. And then we'll bring you back on and we'll just get the strengthen the rest of this for you. I just wanted to let people know that I will be having another Shift Happens live event here in Kelowna on February 21st. I've been honored to be asked to speak at the Kelowna Questers, and that's from 7 o'clock to 9 o'clock. You can find that on my website, thetruthisfunny.com. And I'll also be holding another Shift Happens on February the 2nd. That's the Friday night from 7 o'clock to 9 o'clock, because I'm having a layer 2 seminar on the 3rd and the 4th of February. So anyone that's listening that's interested, those live talk events are, I demonstrate how the work happens, and it's free for anyone. Bring your friends. You're all welcome. This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. I have Sharan Sirdar on with me, and we'll be right back after this quick break.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Are you looking for the perfect setting for your next workshop or retreat? At Spirit Fire Meditative Retreat Center, cultivating consciousness is what we do best. Our guests count on us to create an atmosphere that supports serenity and well-being. We lead from the heart and create space for the mind. Freshly prepared meals designed with local and organic ingredients, 95 acres of beautiful woods and pastures, and a facility built with green in mind. This is what you'll find at Spirit Fire. For more information, visit spiritfireretreatcenter.com.
Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in to the hit show Raging Skillet Radio, mouthing off with Chef Rossi. Chef Rossi mouths off about different subjects in pursuit of breaking down walls and opening up your minds. She and Dr. Pat banter back and forth, taking from the headlines of the day on subjects that reach beyond what goes on in the world into your hearts. And go to theragingskillet.com to find out more and let Chef Rossi know what's on your mind.
Tune in to the Psychic Professor's Show, The Voices of Spirit Radio, with international medium and spirit artist Dr. Susan Barnes on Transformation Talk Radio. Featuring a variety of spiritual topics such as psychic art, spiritualism, EVP, psychic development, and mediumship. This hit call-in show provides listeners with breakthrough wisdom to enliven and enlighten their lives. Visit spiritartgallery.net.
Tune in each Friday, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio.
The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific Time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. I have Sharan Sirdar here with me, and we also have Chelsea from Canada on the phone. And we were working over the break to really solidify this for you, Chelsea, that you kind of give up the tape of self-talk. Now, how are you feeling right now?
I'm feeling a lot more balanced. Over the break, I felt really sad. Mm-hmm. And now, like, I let out tears, and now I feel a lot better.
Yeah, that sentimental sadness that we talk about when you're energetically shifting is you letting go of a part of yourself that no longer serves you. And if you were listening to the beginning of the show when I was saying that, when you get that, I'm getting that if you catch yourself, you'll catch yourself saying many times to yourself, I'm this or I'm that, negative things. I shouldn't have done that. I could have done it better. Is that true?
Yes.
So when you do that, stop yourself. Take a deep breath so that you're breathing. And stop yourself and do the ABCD thing. A is for adorable. A is for appreciated. B is for beautiful, bodacious, you know, whatever, you know, and go through the alphabet. And I am beautiful. I am this. And I am that. It's rewiring your brain to not tell yourself that these stories that, you know, don't even belong to you anymore. Do you understand that?
Okay.
Like,
yes,
as if you stop, put some energy into your spine and feel your heart and do that. And you tell yourself that, your subconscious mind is going to start changing. Any last words here for Chelsea, Sharan?
No, that's good. So when you think about having to do things for him, how does that feel now?
It feels a lot more neutral.
Good.
Good. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you both so much.
Okay, you're very welcome. Sharan, you know, it's the brave ones that call in, right?
Yes, it is.
And I just want to say thank you to both Marie and Chelsea for calling in, because quite often they represent a lot of people, and I'll get emails later and people will be telling me, you know, this happened and that happened. And I, you know, it was so, I felt like it was, you know, that or the problems that the people that come on the radio, I felt like they were reading my mind, you know. So there's sort of a matrix of energy here that we can strengthen this. Is there anything else? You know, we've got about, you know, maybe 5 to 6 minutes left. You know, what would you like to share with people now?
So it'd be great to actually align them to that love that's inside so that they can be and come from presence. In any moment in their life, to allow them to feel. So we're correcting at the moment right now,
yeah,
as we speak. And so just allow
them
to.
How about if you run us through that, how you like to do it, and I'll correct in the background.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Cool. Yeah. So just allow everyone to connect to that love that's inside of themselves, so that that is the truth and their truth. And it's not anybody else's truth, but their truth. And when they come from that place, the integration of everything from physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual happens from the core. It's like if you have a circle with a dot in the middle, if you are in that dot, everything around it aligns to that. And it is the perfect circle from that place. Whereas if you come from the emotional part or the physical part, you're outside on the perimeter of that. And it's kind of, it gets disjointed, or, you know, you're not in the center. So it's like the wheel can move when it's perfectly centered in the middle, from the inside to the outside to the spokes outside.
So I like that.
Yeah. So correcting everyone from that. Yeah. Go ahead.
Like, well, because it reminds me of like when you spoke of the wheel, you know, you think about the wheel of life, right? You think about like right away what I saw is like, you know, the horoscope chart, you know, the 12 houses, which are really just, you know, in the different aspects. And this is what I've been finding with a lot of my clients is that people are asking, they want more balance in their life now. And go ahead.
And you know, what I've noticed is that if people come from this place, which we're still correcting, when they do come from that place, all the astrology or whether it's numerology, there's always the side, the reason why we see the impact of that in a way that's like, either you can be a victim to it or you can be the manifester in your life. And the way to be that is to be in alignment right in the middle. And as a result, the astrology, the numerology, or whatever it is, it doesn't change, but there's always the yin and yang of it. And so it comes into balance. And then we come into the masculine and the feminine balance, all of that. So just aligning everybody to that.
And you know, Phil and I had talked about this a couple shows back. Feel free, is we were working on this, like merging the masculine with the feminine. And, you know, what he was saying, like a lot of people will be like, you know, like, well, I prefer my, you know, feminine qualities, or I prefer women over men, or men over women, or I prefer my masculine over my feminine. And he said that would be like saying that you want two right legs or two left legs. You know, you can't dance with two left feet. So, you know, it's kind of like recognizing that there is no war. That's like another one of my cards, the deception card, one of the tactics. Well, that's if you look at Tales from the Vector, that's the woman kissing the frog. And that's actually the Sapo frog from Peru. But it's about the card deception is that a lot of us are told like that there's some sort of war between men and women. And, you know, a lot of our, you know, ancestors kind of operated under that kind of perception. And so it's about changing perception around this. And you notice how Marie laughed and laughed and laughed after she let that go.
Yeah.
You know, and so that, you know, that's, you can tell when someone really laughs and laughs, or they cry when they're being corrected, that they are letting go of, part of themselves that is not benefiting them anymore. And many of us have these places that we go to because we feel more comfortable when we're under stress to go in a certain direction. And you know, we have about a minute left. How do we make sure, Sharan, that we're going in the right direction here? Not the right one, but the strong one.
Just to always be present to what you feel, because the minute you do that, you become the center of the wheel. And from that place, everything else comes into alignment without you having to do anything. But inspired action comes from that place. But if it comes from the outside of that wheel, then we're not coming from inspired action. And it's either the mind or, you know, it's not in alignment with the heart. And everything that we worked on Marie with, just correcting everybody to that. And also that everyone has the masculine, feminine, like you said, you know, and we just correct them to that so that they can come from that place in no matter what the situation.
Yeah, and when you said that, it's like a place of wholeness.
Yes.
Like W H O L E. Thank you so much for being on the show today, Sharon. It was amazing, as it always is. I love working with you. I just enjoy your energy so much. I just wanted to say that if anyone, I've had a few people ask the Float Your Boat that I'm having tomorrow night. If you sign up for it, you still can get on it today. And I'll be sending a thing out for the membership for that. It's just, as I said, I was busy painting lots of paintings. So thank you so much, Sharon, for being on the show. Thank you, Carter, for producing. And thank you to all the audience out there listening in. Happy Valentine's Day or happy Singles Awareness Day. Enjoy the day. Lots of love to everybody. We'll talk to you next week. Bye for now.
The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Steffen.